This week on DeveloperWorks for October 23rd, 2007. I'm Scott Lanningham, and we're IBM's technical resource for developers with tools, code, and education on IBM products and open standards technology. Today we have IBM IT specialist and DeveloperWorks contributor Nathan Harrington. He brings us up to speed on some of the cool things he's authored of late. But first, here are the DeveloperWorks homepage feature and highlights this week, which you can find at ibm.com/DeveloperWorks. The feature from the Web Development Zone, Make Ajax Development Easier with Ajax Tags. For the highlights from the Information Management Zone, configure WebSphere Customer Center using web services. From the Linux Zone, a new tutorial, LPI Exam 301 Prep, Concepts, Architecture, and Design. From the WebSphere Zone, monitoring message flow performance. From the Java Technology Zone, the Busy Java Developer's Guide to DB4.0. From the SOA and Web Services Zone, we've highlighted Building SOA Composite Business Services. Finally, from the XML Zone, use Ajax techniques to show movies and slideshows. All that new content highlighted this week on our homepage at ibm.com/DeveloperWorks. Joining me now is Nathan Harrington, IBM IT specialist and DeveloperWorks contributor. Nathan, good to have you back on again, man.
It's great to be here.
Now, I've been trying to think of how else to refer to you, you know, either as maybe our resident mad scientist or Jack Hanna, you know, that guy that always brings exotic animals on TV talk shows. Remember him?
Have I seen him on Mari Povich?
I think he's been on all of them. I guess none of those really are good enough for you. So we'll just, you're going to be your own kind of thing. Maybe people will start to refer to other guests as, this is our Nathan Harrington, you know?
Sounds good to me.
Now, what's the latest with you? I think we're behind, we're certainly a few behind in keeping up with your DeveloperWorks pieces. What cool stuff in the last number of months have you done that we need to know about?
Well, if you look at them from order of newest published to latest published, we've got search structured LDAP data with a vector space search engine, automatic typo and spelling correction for names and addresses using vector space tools that allow you to automatically correct for common mistakes that you can't do with metaphone matching or stemming words or other approaches.
Okay.
Also, we've got a way to redirect 404 error pages to more useful links than the standard page not found. There's also a way to map places, people, and relationships inside a building. Use your blueprint of your large office building and a enterprise directory listing, and you can plot all the location of your managers so you know which way to walk down the hall. You can see where you need to park in your off-site office building so you don't have to walk all the way around the building after you've parked on the wrong side when you're late for the meeting.
Oh, this is cool. Before you continue, you're going to give me links to all this stuff so that I can put it in a nice, tidy place in the blog so people can find them, right?
Yep.
Because I assume they're spread out over different zones, or are they, or a lot of them in the same zone?
I believe they're all in the open source zone.
Okay, because I know that's the place where we usually find your stuff, so they're all open source then.
That's right.
Okay, any others you want to mention in terms of stuff that we're catching up on before we talk about maybe what you have coming up next?
Using open source tools and open source data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, you can plot precipitation proximity alerts for user-selectable locations. For example, when you park your car in the morning, let's say you have a convertible, you leave the top down, you can set up this program using the tools described in the article to send you a email to your phone or an alert to your desktop when rain is in the area so you can run outside and put the top up.
Nice.
Conversely, you can use the same program in a simple state monitor to let you know when the rain has stopped so you know when you can run inside or run outside and check your mail without getting drenched.
Now, that's cool. How do you come up with these things, Nathan? I mean, everybody has kind of their own way of thinking about topics, you know, certainly writers and content developers. Give us a little sense of how the mind of Nathan Harrington starts off a day in terms of identifying something he wants to write about.
Well, IBM is a great proponent of innovation through whatever means necessary. And fortunately, open source is one of those means that DeveloperWorks encourages both internal and external authors to write for. So what I try and do is look for a need, like I want to know when there's rain near me, or I want to map their relationship of people inside a building. And then I use the personal computing platform and some open source software, Linux, Perl, whatever sort of visualization and other data analysis tools I can find to create that innovation I was looking for without incurring initial capital costs.
Yeah, that's all very practical. I've got one for you if you might be into it sometime, a way for a laptop to either fight off or yell for help when a three-year-old is within, 10 feet or something. Because that happens in my house a lot.
There was the Shake Reset article I wrote. Do you recall that
one?
Yes,
I do. I do remember that, absolutely. Maybe we could add some kind of cry for help when it's shaken,
Well, you can definitely set up the parameters to detect certain characteristics. Now, I don't know what those exactly are for three-year-old abuse, but you should be able to have it play an audio file or maybe flash the Think Light LED when the toddler's nearby or the toddler starts banging on it at least.
That would be cool. Now, what about, kind of as a wrap here, what about stuff coming up that you want to mention? Anything to share there?
Well, soon to be published in the open source zone is a tool that combines text processing with the Carnegie Mellon University Sphinx 4 project, creating customized meeting annotations for conversations spoken over the phone. So you connect to your local teleconference, your departmental meeting, and fire up this program as described in the article, and it will automatically annotate acronyms, phone numbers, so it'll look it up automatically from the web for you, so you don't have to go in and type in the acronyms and do the web search. It's an automatic meeting annotator.
Very cool.
Also coming up soon is an article about keystroke dynamics, providing some introductory structure and algorithms to allow you to detect and authenticate users not only by what they type, but on how they type it. Do they commonly enter typos? Do they like to put backspace in their passwords after a certain few characters, which they always seem to mistype? Things like that characterize the user's typing physical traits can be extracted through the use of keystroke dynamics.
I love it. Nathan Harrington, IBM IT specialist, DeveloperWorks contributor, and let's say resident Thomas Edison. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you very much.
Up next, Doug Tidwell shares his recent DeveloperWorks blog entry on the SCASDO briefing tour and more.
Hello from the blogosphere. This is Doug Tidwell with another DeveloperWorks podcast. I had the chance about a month ago to take a tour of China. I was there speaking in Shanghai, Beijing, Shenzhen, and Zhuhai about the wonder and majesty that is SCA and SDO. I was very pleased at the response we got. At every event, we had more than 100 people, even for two events that were held on Saturday morning. We had lots of questions, discussions, interaction. If you're not learning about SCA and how service component architecture can make your applications more flexible, you really should start keeping up with our friends in China. There's great technology there, and DeveloperWorks is a great place to learn more about it. We've announced for the rest of 2007 seven more briefings. We have four scheduled for India. Those will be in Chennai, Kolkata, Bangalore, and Delhi. And we have three in North America. Those will be in Toronto, Boston, and San Francisco. We've also been working with some of our partners in the Open Service Oriented Architecture Group. Specifically, Adobe and RogueWave have agreed to do briefing tours with us in 2008. We'll be sharing speakers, materials, facilities, and so forth as we bring the glad tidings of SCA and SDO around the world. So we hope to see you at a briefing event very soon. Want to send out a quick congratulations to our friend Arthur Ryman. Arthur has just released a book on the Eclipse Web Tools platform. Arthur is one of the architects behind that effort. Arthur wrote this book with two other authors. I don't know the other two folks, but certainly anything that Arthur had a hand in is worth your time. So check that book out. On a more serious note, we want to send our thoughts and best wishes to our friend Kelvin Lawrence and his family. Many of you probably know Kelvin from his architecture work and excellent technical contributions to the industry over the last several years. Kelvin is facing some serious health issues. If you'd like to send him your best wishes or see how he's doing, you can visit his website, kelvinlawrence.net. I would like to thank the always inopportune barking of my dog Domino in the background there. Apparently there is some clear and present danger in the backyard. So if this transmission should suddenly end, someone please notify the authorities. Until next time, this is Doug Tidwell saying may all your bugs be shallow or someone else's fault.
There was more to that always excellent blog entry from Doug Tidwell. He was just about to the end of his time there, though, and I suspect that's what his dog was barking about. You can read Doug Tidwell's blog by going to ibm.com/developerworks/blogs. Also in our podcast channel this week, check out our interview with Mike Wider, CTO of WatchFire, now an IBM company. Mike talks about web application security, explaining the technology behind different types of attacks, and looking at what businesses can do about it. Find that podcast as well as show notes related to this and all of our podcasts with links to everything we talk about at ibm.com/developerworks/podcast. That's it for this week. For everyone at DeveloperWorks, I'm Scott Lanningham. Talk to you next time.